Citizens across America are patiently awaiting any and all news regarding legislative outcomes of Congress's meetings last week in regards to DOMA, Prop 8, and let's be honest, equality. At GMU, there's a strong support base for equality for the LGBTQ community, and subsequently high hopes for the outcomes of Congress's meetings last week. In hopes of finding out a bit more on the issue, I sat down with Suzanne Scott, the director of the Women and Gender Study Department at Mason.
Well, it's been interesting to me to see the way members of Congress, on the right and of course on the left, where people have been more prone to be sympathetic towards same-sex marriage or at least same-sex unions. Now the tide seems to be shifting a little bit, even among really, really staunch Republicans who have been just categorically opposed to anything to do with homosexuality or same-sex marriage, are now sort of softening on those issues. So I don't, but Congress doesn't have a lot to do with the Supreme Court, but it does let me know that the climate is changing. And that's a good thing for me personally.
Scott, who just happens to be a lesbian and in a relationship for over 33 years, as of this September, explained just how affected she is by all of these issues. She explained that she was as married as any straight couple, she just doesn't have the insurance to prove it.
Anything else, I would like for everybody to be able to have that choice, that everybody have that kind of equality.
But it's not just about the professors and where they stand on these issues. We also want to know how students feel. So I sat down with Tyler Fry, a junior in the New Century College. As an openly gay man, how do you feel about what was going on in Congress last week in regards to DOMA and the hope for the legalization of same-sex marriages?
I think that it is a long, overdue process that is necessary and very important for our nation in a step towards equality for everybody.
How do you think that the rulings will affect the student body and the population in general here at Mason?
I think that stigma around the LGBT community will decrease and acceptance will continue to increase.
So there you have it. At Mason, there are both students and staff that feel they will be greatly affected by these monumental cases. In hopes of equality for all, let's cross our fingers for a groundbreaking outcome. This is Rebecca Norris. Thanks for tuning in.